football on off the ball.
That was the main thing that when I finished playing football. In other words, you're bringing the knowledge that you have over years of football to people who watch football.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Along to Monday's Football Daily, I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll hear from Ruaidhre Littlejohn as she leaves Shamrock Rovers after just a few months. We also build up to the Women's European Championships as the tournament gets underway on Wednesday, and who could Arsenal be switching their attention to solve their goal-scoring problems. Ireland were beaten 4-0 by the USA in a friendly in sweltering conditions in Cincinnati last night. Carlo Ward's side were outclassed last Thursday when they were also beaten 4-0. Lynn Biondolo and Izzy Rodriguez scored first half goals for the home side. Yasmin Ryan and Alyssa Thompson got the second half goals for Emma Hayes' side, who punished those tired Irish legs. Ireland were without several first-team regulars, including the likes of Katie McCabe and Denise O'Sullivan. Carlo Ward made four changes for the game last night, bringing in Tyler Toland, Marissa Shiva, Saoirse Noonan and Abby Larkin. Hayes went with an entirely different US 11. It's now 17 defeats to the US in 17 games and still only one goal ever scored. Attention now turns to October's Nations League promotion relegation playoff with Belgium. The first leg's at the Aviva on the 24th of October, with the return leg in Belgium 4 days later. Meanwhile, Ruaidhre Littlejohn was introduced as a substitute late on, and news has emerged today that the 34-year-old has left Shamrock Rovers. Littlejohn joined at the start of the season, which was seen as a major coup for Rovers and for the League of Ireland. It's only lasted halfway through the season, and Littlejohn told Eoin Sheehan and Off the Ball about her decision to come to Ireland and play here back in May when they spoke.
First and foremost, it's great to be here. I'm really happy to be here, and I think Shamrock Rovers have went out their way to maybe get me over. And it's a great club. They're obviously flying in the men's side. They've got a lot of history there. And now me being here, I kind of just want to crack on and help push the club on the women's side. But I think being here and being in the league, I go, okay, obviously I've played in a few places before, different levels, different leagues. And I'm like, okay, I think we've got a bit of work to do to push it on. But being here, I want to try and help and push it sort of to the right direction and where it should be at.
When did the move first become a possibility?
Steph Roach had reached out to me a little while back. I think when she knew I was leaving London City, she sort of reached out. But I kind of, at that time, I was like, oh, I'm not sure right now, because I wasn't sure what my options were. And in my head, I was probably going to be in England, is what I thought. And it was, obviously, they didn't have that long left and the window was closing. And January is quite a tough window for clubs. So I was like, right. And it was kind of between coming to Ireland or going to Sweden. And I spoke to Steph again, and then she was kind of like, look, we can make this happen. So that's kind of how it came about. And then I think it was the right fit for me, just personal reasons. And then Rovers were happy to manage me, and I knew that wouldn't have been an issue. It's hard sometimes when you're 34, turning 35, and you're having to keep battling, like going, I need to be managed. Okay. I can't train 6 or 5 days on the pitch. So with Rovers' schedule, it kind of worked out nice. So
Rovers also confirmed the departure of goalkeeper Katie Keane. The 18-year-old highly rated young keeper will move to a side in the WSL. It's been reported that club is Leicester. Meanwhile, preparations for the Women's Euros continues as England played their final warm-up game last night. They won 7-0 against Jamaica at the King Power Stadium in Leicester, but England boss Serena Wiegmann has eased fears over an injury to Beth Mead ahead of the tournament. The Arsenal forward suffered a knock to her knee, but stayed on the field to round off the scoring in injury time. Wiegmann says that showed it was nothing serious.
She's okay, she's good. Everyone came out fit, healthy. So it was just a hard knock. So that was, but it looked horrible. So we were a little bit scared too. But it was good.
The tournament begins on Wednesday. England start their campaign against France on Saturday. They're in Group D alongside Wales, who obviously got the better of Ireland in a playoff last year. Also in the group is the 2017 winners, the Netherlands. Former Cork City, St Pat's and Drogheda United boss Tim Clancy thinks the League of Ireland has another star on its hands.
It's through for Del Rooney, who tries to go outside of Ollie Denham. But it is Sligo around to bring the ball clear. As Reece Hutchinson, in fact, there.
The ball.
Owen Elding has found himself an acre in the centre of the park, and he's allowed to move towards goal. Gets a shot away, left footed. And that is a sensational goal from Owen Elding to open the score here at Dalymount Park. He was allowed far too much space to drift towards the Bohemians' defence. He got that shot away, left footed.
Owen Elding scored another cracker for Sligo Rovers away to Bohemians in Friday's 1-1 draw to enhance his growing reputation. Speaking on Off the Ball Breakfast, Clancy said he's amongst some of the best young players in the country.
Is Elding's ceiling to play for Ireland, would you say?
I think, like I know, was playing with his dad, so I know that he's done very well here. He's progressing well. I'd imagine so. I'd say every player that plays international football wants to play at the highest level, and I'm sure he's got aspirations to maybe go to England and play at as high of a level as possible over there now. So, but look what he's doing this season so far. I know there's a lot of talk about Michael Noonan and Mason Mealy and Cathal O'Sullivan, but Owen flew under the radar for the first half of the season, or first part of it anyway, and scoring goals the way he's scoring now, and especially the eye-catching ones, he's very much put himself in the front of the queue for the best young players in the country.
I know this is a bit of a silly question, but what kind of value does somebody like Owen Elding have? Obviously, the only value is whatever anybody is actually willing to pay for him, but we have seen English clubs come, and there tends to be a concentration of two or three clubs who are interested in players. That drives the price to, you know, high six figures and sometimes seven figures. What is somebody like Owen Elding worth if he continues, say, for the rest of this season?
Look, he's I think Mason's move to Spurs has really opened up the door for other League of Ireland clubs to make sure they have players tied down. I think what Michael Noonan's doing at Shamrock Rovers is ridiculous for a player his age. He's leading the line for the biggest club in the country, the most high profile, and the one that probably gets the most scrutiny as well. And he's doing it effortlessly. So I think with Owen over in Sligo, he's at the other end of the table, but he's chipping in with just as many goals. Probably not in as dominant a team, obviously. But what clubs in England will look at straight away is they'll see that he's scoring goals, they'll see his age. They'll look to see what size he is. He's a big boy, similar to his dad. I hope he doesn't get as big as his dad. But no, he's very physically good. Technically, he's looking really good. And he obviously is a big moment player as well, because he's the one that Sligo were reaching to and looking towards. And he's only a teenager, and he's producing moments like Daly Mount Park the other day. And even though you're a Bows fan, you probably look at that and you go home and you talk about that as well. That goal was superb. So listen, if again, I'm not trying to get Sligo to get rid of the kid, but if he is going to go, they should be starting to get seven figures for players of that quality.
Remember, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app, or you can watch live on YouTube. You can catch all our League of Ireland coverage for absolutely free. We'll have live commentaries each and every Friday night. This week, Stephen Doyle and Owen Doyle, no relation by the way, will be bringing you live coverage of the St Pat's and Bohemians clash at Richmond Park. It's on News Talk from 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, Bohemians have confirmed that midfielder James McManus has left to join Sligo Rovers on loan until the end of the season. The 20-year-old signed the new contract with Bows, which sees him there until the end of 2027. He remains one of the club's most highly rated prospects. With one player leaving on loan, another returns. Keane Byrne's stay at Galway United has come to an end. The 22-year-old is back at Daly Mount, having been a mainstay for John Caulfield's side this season. The only games he missed were through suspension or being ineligible for games against Bows. UEFA has postponed the ruling over Crystal Palace's participation in next season's Europa League. The matter of breaching multi-club ownership rules is being looked into due to John Textor's involvement with Lyon. Textor, who sold his shares in Palace last week, also has a stake in the French club. The delayed decision is due to financial issues at Lyon, which has seen them relegated to the second division in France. But Lyon are appealing that decision. Should they fail, they've agreed to relinquish their spot in the Europa League. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola is worried their Club World Cup exploits could destroy them next season. They take on Al Hilal in the last 16 in the early hours of tomorrow morning in Florida. Guardiola knows player fatigue could be an issue when the new Premier League season begins.
Game by game, month by month, they will see. Maybe in November, December, January, as me Pep. So listen, we are a disaster. We are exhausted. The World Cup destroys us. I don't know, because it's the first time in our life that's happened.
City defender Josko Gvardiol says he doesn't know if they get a break before the start of the new league season. Former Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp has called the competition the worst idea ever in football due to player welfare. Gvardiol is trying to focus on winning the trophy.
So this is my job, you know. I'm here and I have to do it. I'm here, I'm enjoying, I'm trying to make it as best as possible.
Last night, England captain Harry Kane scored twice for Bayern Munich in their 4-2 win over Flamengo to book their place in the quarterfinals. They'll take on PSG, who destroyed Leo Messi's Inter Miami, scoring four first-half goals to win 4-0. Tonight's other last 16 clash sees Brazilian giants Fluminense take on Champions League runners-up Inter in North Carolina. Chelsea have reached an agreement with Brighton to sign João Pedro. The 23-year-old Brazilian was targeted by Chelsea and Newcastle, but he says he only wanted to join the London club. A deal worth more than £50 million has been struck. Personal terms are in place on a contract until 2032. The player is currently en route from Brazil to the US to complete his medical. He'll join up with the Chelsea squad at the Club World Cup. Chelsea have already brought in Liam Delap from Ipswich. Now attention will turn to Borussia Dortmund winger Jamie Gittens. The England underage star is set to have a medical and will cost more than £50 million. Thomas Partey will leave Arsenal when his contract expires at the end of today, would it be the last day of June. The Gunners will confirm the midfielder's exit early next week. The 32-year-old was in talks over extending his stay at the Emirates, but an agreement couldn't be reached on the terms of a new deal. Partey made 52 appearances in all competitions last season. Now, Arsenal's search for a striker is yet to be resolved, but reports in Europe have now linked them with a move for Eintracht Frankfurt striker Hugo Ekitike. One reason Mikel Arteta may have turned his attention to the Frenchman is the lack of movement in Arsenal's pursuit of Sporting striker Victor Gyökeres. The Sweden international is keen to leave the Portuguese champions. He might get his wish after a bit of complaining. Sporting president Federico Varandas has admitted the club are willing to accept a fee lower than his €100 million release clause. Liverpool's eagerness to sign Mark Gahey from Crystal Palace could see the club offer up Ben Doak in a part exchange. The Scottish international flourished with Middlesbrough in the Championship last season, but the Eagles still want plenty of cash to go along with the teenager. One player who definitely looks set to leave Anfield is Darwin Nunez, who accepts his days at Liverpool are numbered, and he's happy to join the Serie A champions Napoli. There is a sticking point, though, in terms of the £20 million difference in valuation. Nottingham Forest are close to completing a deal for Botafogo striker Igor Jesus. The Brazilian, who's impressed at the Club World Cup, will cost in the region of £10 million. Another Forest target is becoming Germany's most wanted man, James McAtee, who was part of England's European Under-21 Championship winning team, is unlikely to stay at Manchester City, who won £25 million for the playmaker. Dortmund, Leverkusen, Frankfurt, RB Leipzig and Stuttgart have all watched McAtee. Liam Scales looks set to have a battle for more game time at Celtic. Scottish champions are close to signing Albert Ex-Nagata centre-back Hayato Inamura. And former Ireland international and current England under-21s boss Lee Carsey says his players showed their true character by winning the European Championship over the weekend. They beat Germany 3-2 after extra time in the final on Saturday. England were 2-0 up in that match. Carsley believes it would have been easy for his side to crumble after letting that two-goal lead slip.
Bearing in mind they haven't been beaten for eight games, so, and they've already beat us once, so yeah, there's definitely a lot of, I'm sure the players would have started to doubt themselves, but the way they responded to the equaliser, I thought we definitely put our foot down.
That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I will be back with more tomorrow.